Joe Carr.
Harry says nothing. Joey beckons to the sofa. They sit either side of a glass-topped tank. There's a baby shark inside, about a metre long. The room is dim-lit and the walls are blank. Joey says, now we both know that Pico's gone away for a little while. Before he left, he said you was a good guy. No funny business. Joey takes a package from the chest by the desk and he puts it on the tank and his eyes shine vicious and cold. Now he's pouring out a brandy, saying this is premium quality. Do you understand me? Since Pico's departure, the prices have risen. It's double what it used to be, okay? Sitting there quietly, Harry opens up his suitcase. I'll pay you what I pay him. Joey smiles like his tooth aches, all lopsided and strained. He says,
you pay me what I ask for, you walk away with nothing. You know full well it's the best coke in the country. You either deal with me or your customers go hungry.
What's the matter, Harry? You look a little jumpy. Cat got your tongue or something? Leon's watching from the corner, wondering if he's bluffing. Joey's waiting, Harry's saying no, no negotiating. Joey says, it's more pure than what you've had before. This is straight off the boat. No joke, where's the note? In a breath, Leon's out from his hiding place. Steel toes, hurricane hands, calm face. Joey drops suddenly like a kid with his first pill. Harry's at the stash getting the cash. Leon works till Joey's just a pattern in the carpet. Harry shakes his head and puts the package in his jacket.
Whoa.
Says,